Welcome to the Now Believe podcast.
You got one? All right, come and give your one, and I'll give mine after.
Yeah, I got invited by Lucy to come and play at an over 50s lunch on the World's End Estate, and I was like, yeah, okay, had nothing else to do that day, so, and just took my guitar up and thought I'd play a couple of golden oldies just to, you know, serenade them while they're having their dinner. And one of the staff, I think she was a Christian, because she asked me to play a worship song. So I was like, okay. So I played a worship song. Then I just felt the anointing really powerfully. And and I think I did what, I don't know if I did another song, but I said, can I just tell you a story? And I started sharing this story about this guy that was on drugs, and you know, he had Christian parents that didn't stop praying for him, and all this kind of thing, basically talking about myself in the third person, and then said that person was me, and just went on to share you know, the gospel with these people, and I just started preaching to them, really. And it was amazing. I just really felt like the urgency, because I just said, you don't know how long you've got to live. Life is a vapor. And I don't want to put you under any sort of pressure, but you don't know how long you've got. And
over 50s.
Well, yeah. You know, and they didn't look particularly healthy. So, you know. Well, that's a bit harsh, actually. You might want to you might want to edit that out. Really? All right. Okay. That's good. So, so then I did another song, and I basically just, after that song, I just gave them the opportunity to give their lives to Jesus, and there was a few teary eyes in the place, and I don't know whether anyone, you know, made a commitment that day, but I really believe that, you know, you've just got to, when you feel the call to preach the gospel, which should be every day with anyone you meet, but yeah, it was just, it was a really special time. And And then one of the community police officers was there as well, called Emmanuel, God with us, and he was. And then after I'd finished, this guy got up and sang a couple of African worship songs, and then he preached as well. And so we had like a full-on service. And then I just felt compelled to get back up and play that gypsy worship song, God's Got Hold of My Life, which is incredible. And it just... Whenever I've done it in a prison, it just breaks something, and it released the dancing in these people. So we were basically just having this, you know, full-on party in this over 50s club. So praise God, they were just, you know, just got released in joy, and, you know, hopefully they were, well, I know they were touched by the presence of God. And God is good, and he loves them, so amen.
Good stuff. I want one of these tops, I don't know about you.
You can't have one. No. Okay, so after this, I just felt really alive, and I just got back from Bethel, and I was feeling slightly just weirded out about how I was gonna walk this new walk that I'd just been exposed to so much. And so after this event at the over 50s, I was just so excited. Like, God just showed up, and they were all dancing, and they were just all so blessed. And I went straight back to lead a prayer meeting at work, because they were like, Lucy's been at Bethel, she can lead the prayer meeting. And just really just felt God so move me to get everybody up. And I just felt this apathy and passivity just resting over our whole team. And as they were praying, it was just like, no, this is just not enough. And just this, God just said, I want you to tell them all to stand up and hold hands and just really, really shout and cheer and praise me. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I said, you know, come on, guys, we're going to do this because God's asked me to. So it got everyone going, but it was just that act of obedience, and the fire of God just fell in such power over all of us, and the joy was just released, and we were just all laughing and going crazy in our little office, and it was just so exciting. And ever since, I feel like I've been breaking through into another realm every time I worship God. And it's just like the joy is released. And I had joy before, and now this is just crazy. But it's every time I worship God as well, it's just an increase and an increase and an increase. And fresh boldness. So I've been walking around the estate and bumped into two of the toughest guys on the estate. I mean, they really are quite hard. Everyone's scared of them. And I ended up standing and having a chat with them at like 1 a.m. or something. He jokingly said, pray for me, Luce, as he walked off. And so I was like, right, I'll pray for you now. So I just prayed for him, and he was just really quite thoughtful and said, yeah, I'll come back for some more of that. So we'll see. We'll keep going.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Now Believe podcast. We'd love to see you at the Growing in the Supernatural course. For more details, please email talk@nowbelieve.com.